kids from, got nothing for sale. There's somebody, maybe, there's somebody over there. Somebody wants to buy it.
Oktoberfest skin?
Yeah, it's a big one.
They're very expensive.
Well, yeah, I know. Can't they can be sold then?
Some of them, they cut it for poetry.
Are there polar bears there in the summer? On the island in the summer?
Yeah.
They just hunt seals and what do they live on? What kind of food do the polar bears live on?
Polar bears?
They hunt just like the fishermen and stuff.
Just like
men. Uh-huh. I saw one.
Yeah.
One big seal. It cut right there. Something like the knife.
Polar bear, when they kill seal, only blubber, they eat it with the skin. Leave the meat. They don't eat meat. Just a blubber. Polar bear, they like to eat blubber, don't they?
How many polar bears have you killed?
Polar bears?
Yeah.
How many?
Yeah.
You might know.
How many
have you got? When my father-in-law, I went to boat driver, searching for seal. We saw when the baby polar bear in the sky of eyes. I showed it to Joe, I tell him. And I have one.
We were talking just a little while ago about the killing polar bear in the hides. There was some question about that. Maybe that's a nice way to start talking about what we were talking about a while ago, Mabel. Some of you had asked or made the point that we'd like to hear some of the things that Mabel knows too. And we were talking a while ago about some of the things that Mabel does, and she was showing me some of her work. And some of you have asked about Spanish.
Everybody seen this one. Okay. First, I pick up a lick my hand. That's it. After that, turn around, squeeze on any side. After that, wash. Two days wash. And after
wash,
two times wash.
Salt water or fresh water?
Fresh water.
After that, scrub my clothesline.
Big and freeze. Straight. Put your hair on.
And
the clothesline. Put the clothesline. It goes straight. Look white. When you dry it, white.
What was the difference
for that? What did I
use
that for?
What are you using, my arm? Just like a bit of snorcher. Long time ago, just like a bit of snorcher. I'll try.
But I'm in the brain of my
arm. You're not using the outside.
Same thing. This seal skin. They whiten. First, leaving a stinger somewhere in the past.
They didn't put a come out by himself.
Before it gets operated.
The hair comes out by itself?
Put in a warm place, not hot.
After that, two months. much of what? Somebody gave me some note about that. Something like that.
Off the tree?
Yeah.
And bark?
Yeah. Putting in the water. And soaking it in the water. Every day.
How many days?
Couple days. After that. I got scraping on wood and snake on the straw. This is my horse.
Sometimes I help.
This is how. This kind of mother.
Did you make those?
Yes, I made them.
Some buckwheat seal?
No. This here.
Some. Big time.
3 years.
When we go to Vero, Kajakun, we take that one. Where? When the Eskimo dance.
Yeah. But now it's my eyes no good.
Next week, Elder Conference at noon. Every place coming to know Elder Conference. Yeah, we're meeting next week. So, when I start to come up here to fight, the man told me you're going to meet Elder Conrad. So they would call me. I don't think I will go Elder Conrad. You might go. Because I was a singer. I'm a singer, that's why you don't have to miss that. Because it will, that's more than my. Good time.
This is all hand-stitched, and she said because her eyes are getting bad, it's not as fine as stitching.
I've been first class.
I find that hard to
work. Well done. One time.
That's right.
We got a horse.
Can we pass that around, too? What do you use this for?
Pin cushion?
Yeah. I've got chill skin socks inside. Chill skin socks inside.
This is going to be a booth, huh?
Yeah. After that, see you. I'll bring them up here. Mabel, how do you get the black spots on the fur for that booth? What kind of fur do you use?
Could you pass that around?
Yeah? Okay,
well, let's do it. Do they ever eat that one too? No?
No more smell. Yeah.
I'm going to do all the
We're going to use any more right now. Only for in it now. I'm going to use any more. Long time ago, I used it in my bunk outside.
Oh, yeah. Is it warm?
Warm.
You put that in layers, or it's just one layer on top?
This is some different color, different raincoat. This is not raincoat.
Did you see those reindeer that were outside today?
Yeah.
What do they look like compared to your reindeer?
They're
bull. Oh, no, I know what they look like, but are they as fat as your reindeer?
Where were the reindeer? There's a little reindeer farm back behind the plant.
When I was younger, like the reindeer.
Where is it?
One time when we drive a corral in town here, when we start the pulling time, we see lots of reindeer playing, dying, just like sleeping. No more eat, no more food, that's why they starve.
In the springtime?
Yeah. Long time. When 10,000 deer.
Not enough feed for them.
Now we got I don't know how many we got right here. Maybe 400, 500.
But nobody herds them anymore.
No.
Do they
except they go and try to, I tell them try to lead them a train again. Keep watching. Always watch them. Try to let them grow. We want those reindeer, I tell them. Because they've been voting for committee for a reindeer. Try and tell them. Because reindeer skin is very good, fungal, used, very warm. Very warm.
Have you taught your daughters how to do sewing?
Yeah.
Yeah,
amazing. Yeah. Before, my wife, she really make bunch of muckler. Always. Make lots of muckler. Kill chin, fly the tail, make a bunch. Midland called muckler. White man called muckler.
What do you call them, Jimmy, in your language? What do you call mucklucks in your language?
Kamuk. The deerskin This was Kojikuta. We call it Kojikuta. Yeah. Kojikuta.
And which one are the kama? The shorter ones?
Yeah. Kama. We call every boat called kama. Kama. The name is kama. Yeah. Yeah. Except the deerskin boats there, we call it stuzuk. Stuzuk. Yeah. Stuzuk. For children. Yeah? If you need.
Jimmy, one more thing we were talking about a while ago was the weather.
Yeah. Old man tell us when the southeast cloud come out very dark, heavy cloud, the very dark, when they come out to cover the. They tell us, you don't have to go over someplace hunting. It will afternoon, it will bad weather come. One time I know it because the name was Suluk. Nomuk, old Nomuk father. We went to the gamble by doctor. He told me, because I want to go back to Sri Lanka, he told me, Suluk, he told me, you better not go back to Sri Lanka. It will afternoon, before afternoon, it will storm, blowing hard. You better not go. It's good weather, looks to me, it's all right. No blowing, sunshine, except the cloud, heavy cloud coming from the southeast. He told me it was blowing pretty soon, so I didn't go. In the afternoon, my blowing pretty bad, storm come right away. It's a good thing I didn't go. The old people, they know it, they tell me. And the next day, a couple of days, he told me, same man, Chulu, you can go back to Sri Lanka, it will afternoon, it will sunshine, calm wind. When I go out, still blowing, drifting, still. Well, except drifting a little bit. You can go, it will good weather. So I tried to go back. We call it between Sri Lanka and Gambor, the mountain, almost to the beach. The name was Tapok, the mountain, Tapok. When we get to the Tapok, my sunshine, calm wind, no wind, good weather.
Where's that mountain?
Yeah.
Can you show us where that mountain is?
Right here.
So when you got there, it was good weather, huh?
Yeah. We've been starting, still drifting right here. See, we don't go. We got Lagoon right here. We don't go this way. We got Lagoon. When the ice tide, we go past the ice. We go past Lagoon, big Lagoon, right here, the big lake. So always we go back to this week, a doctor. We need to go to my sunshine, come with us. So we go up to the Ronda. And then we go up to the mountain, we go to Ronda. But 7 hours, always we go by doctor. One day, 7 hours, we go to the doctor. One time, a regular flight from here, 4 hours I get it to them, a regular flight. It goes pretty fast. Yeah.
How many reindeer you
need? Huh?
How many reindeer?
Huge? Just one. One deer. Just one reindeer I use. Yeah. With a sleigh. We didn't. I heard some of them riding on the back. I heard. But we don't. I don't hear them on the back. On the slate. Very fast. My.
How do you drive a reindeer? How do you drive a reindeer?
We train it. We use a long rope before we started training. About 20 feet long, over 25 feet long line from sled for the harness, and let them run and we sit down right away and sled. Some of them go over, get over, some of them. So then, just one holder, not put two holders, just one, turn it. Pull it that way, turn it. Do it this way, turn it that way. Always we split, let them go this way when they try to turn to the right. After a while, when no more, Ranger, when we first turn them, always look back, always. When do it no more, we pull a little bit, coming closer. We start to look back and we stop. After a while, learn pretty quick, train them. Anyway, we got to. Then we two lines, pull that, we turn it. Yeah. Just like horse, I think. Yeah.
What kind of sled?
Mixed sled. Wood sled, yeah.
Way down. Yeah.
7 inch,
right.
We make the water 2 feet below wide sled.
You stand, Jimmy? In the back of the tent, you sit down.
Sit down.
You get full of snow on the face?
Yeah, right. Yeah. When they know it, it's with snow, just like throw it, I snow on it. Yeah, the old people, they know it's weather. Yeah. No matter when you go out hunting, the ice, we see the cracks, it went wide, you wash it. The dirt moving, they tell us pretty soon it will open water. We will not stay long. We will come back again. While they call, we got to go back. It will open water. So we go back. When we go to the shore, after a while, I open. Yeah.
Yeah. How can you tell when it's going to open up?
Look, when you see crack the water, yeah. You see the water crack starting open. The dust, just like a dust, you know, in the sea, we see dust. Yeah. When it's clear, it will pretty good.
It won't open up?
It will not open.
Yeah.
Mostly because it will, wind change from the south, it will let it open right away.
Yeah.
From the north, it will push to the shore, from the north always, push tight.
So
go further out.
So when the wind is coming from the north, it's all right to go.
Yeah, always. Good for hunting. North. When it changes south, southwest, open water, it will.
Yeah. Is that even in the winter time?
Yeah,
or?
Winter time, right. In the winter time.
Yeah. Mabel, you were talking about the time when they used to reindeer herd, and you used to
go.
Where is Evikstuk? Could you show them where Evikstuk is on the map?
Right here.
Right on the...
Right.
About the
back.
But southeast of Savunga then?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's high bluffs there?
Yeah. Not real far from the mountain.
Yeah.
You got cliff right here, see? Lots of birds, cliff right here.
Yeah.
Lots of cliff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, cliff. That's a bird.
Oh.
That's why we go up to hell always. We're not coming to this. Except the poplar we call like a poplar right here, and we got cabin. When the ice fish, we go on the ice with the poplar near the on top of the cliff. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we cross to the air, come up here, it's like our place. Yeah.
And you used to go there too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to. Yeah. My father, my aunt's father, my father, I never seen only my father. The books up. When I lost a little girl, my mother died. I went to get the grandmother.
I adopted you.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
Stay there. Always.
First, I moved the April. April moved with another camp.
Is that spawning time? April?
No.
Or later?
Watching us.
Getting ready for spawning time.
Yeah.
Watching for us. That's a foreign reindeer. Staying here. But
yeah.
People move. Always. Foreigners. They move. And they never stand up. Because lots of
reindeer. Female. Mother gonna get down, run away from a baby. Stay there. Had it. Yeah. The mother, stay there.
My father tried to move.
Reindeer, mother, stay there. Then it would get away.
Couldn't stand up. She got one dog, my father.
The dog makes the move. Make the little ones move too?
Yeah,
the dog.
First the born is the born human
Will stand up. Young one, who walk. Very quick to take strong.
Stand up.
Running about 15
minutes? Yeah. Stand up. Strong.
Yeah.
Lots of reindeer that time.
Lots of fawns?
Yeah, he got grail at the top. That's it. First time
Young fawn getting strong pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, a few minutes. When he moved, the mother moved a little further. The baby, young one, tried to come over, stand up, fell down, stand up. When he get to,
okay,
he moved again. Let him
move. The mother keeps moving?
Yeah, keep moving. After a while, he walked.
So the mother teaches them how to walk.
Did you ever go around the young fawns when you were in camp? Yeah. My mom, my grandmother.
one of the dogs that I got credit for by driving reindeer. Teach him how to drive. Talk to him. Talk to him. Or language. Go after him, reindeer. When one of the reindeer will run away, the dog kill him. Go after him. The dog go after him. Bring him back. Just like collie dog. I've been using collie dogs from outside.
Jimmy, you were talking about Ernest Greening earlier in ETG.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I forgot what year it's at that time. When the Japanese Aleutian Islands had the bomb.
About 1942,
yeah. 1941, 42, okay. Ernest Groen, governor, he was governor. Governor Groen, he's coming to Tsubunga. Also, Major Martin.
That's Moktak Martin?
Yeah, Moktak Martin, he comes to Tsubunga. He tell us we're going watching for Israel army coming, four boys, army. Charging me, the military, teaching how to drill, how to take out the boat, take out the gun, fix it again, put it back. They're teaching how to make a gun. So how to drill, he teach me. Every day, old people, young boys, young men, not boys, young men. We call Nukatpia, go. Drill, cross the drill, peanut drill. Well, it was drilling. Every day, maybe 3-4 hours, drill. Every morning, 8 o'clock, salute the flag. The old people, they like a drill, peanut drill. They like old people. Old man, they like dinner grill. My like, yeah, old people, they like
dinner grill.
Yeah, but I was a captain that time. You were captain.
Every day
when I learned, I listened grill. So, company attack, check. Forward, march. I always about faith. Yeah.
And
I never go hunt myself. No more hunting. I go up to a mountain, highest mountain, with one boy. The boy, he been learned by flag. Talking. Yeah. He been learned. One boy, he watch from the village, watch the peninsula. When we see flying airplanes in the tall side, pretty low flying airplanes, we tell them. The boy, he tell them by flight. They've been learning. Yeah. I never go hunting. I've been quit hunting because I was watching myself walk to the mountain. So,
what kind of planes fly?
Army plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were in the army plane?
Patrol, always, every.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was patrol, army plane. Go around here. Island, didn't go on the island. They landed in Gamble on the lake. They landed on the lake. You got the airport, no airport. Only, winter time when they freeze, they landed on the lake. Ice. You got big lake down. Good for the land, for the airplane. When they got no snow, there was snow. Except when they're blowing from north, some snow stuff on ice.
So, Governor Gruning came out there during the war then, huh?
Yeah.
To Tsubunga?
Yeah. Always. Make me a captain. Sometime, when he took a gamble. He called me. He called me, and then we go to gamble by boat in the summertime. The meeting up there, training. Oh, I don't know where the Moktab, Moktab Martin, died. I don't know. About Lord Ernest Cronin? Lee? Yeah. Lee?
No, no. He died too.
Yeah.
He was a senator, and yeah. Then he died. But BTG, what?
I left a territorial card.
Alaska Territorial
Guard. Yeah, right. We call it ETG.
Yeah.
Because we are guarding, when we guard it, we're not fighting, we're guarding it.
Yeah.
But we got drum, army drum. We use it, drill, called the drill. Maybe I will teach you how to grill, huh?
What did they do with the guns? Did they leave them with you guys?
Yeah.
You still have your army issue guns?
Yeah, army guns.
Do you still have them, or did they take them back?
Take them back. No, he not take them back. No, he gave it to us. No, because all first one. Using all guns. Yeah, with the bullets. 30 odd. We've been, sometimes we are shooting targets. Always training, try to learn. Sergeant Mace, I've been beat him shooting target. And good shooter than him.
Do you like to go hunting with your army guns?
Yeah, I like them, yeah. But we don't use for hunting.
No.
Only for drills. We don't use hunting. We use on our guns. Maybe I will teach you
how to drill.
Yeah, you will be a way. Maybe you will be a target, huh?
Any other questions?
Babel, how old were you when you learned how to manage? How old did they teach you?
I adopted you. We first, I tell you, he got old toddler. Then I took we're old, we close too much walking around with the trees.
Yeah. And you always went around the one
yeah.
with him, one never
always
followed them
except
around.
Except never go hunting for me.
Yeah.
He never go ice.
But for reindeer,
you yeah. want. Yeah. And it takes fire. I'm dangerous.
Who taught you how to sew?
Myself.
You learned yourself?
Yeah, myself. Because,
excuse me, just good morning.
Yeah.
This means just for a second.
You know, my mom's sister. This is my sister. I learned when I'm looking woman, sewing everything, or I learned.
You watch.
You watch almost something or a cop something in the day.
Yeah.
I learned.
Mm-hmm.
At home, lots of work now. Cooking, sewing, everything.
Yeah.
Living high, warm.
How did you learn to do that? Did you?
John Wall and his mother teach me that speaking what was high.
Who taught you?
John Wall and his mother.
I got to split the
yeah.
water thing.
But not. Only work this one and this one. We have new knife now. It's going to me. I told you.
Because we stretch them very tight when you start to split it. We got big for stretching for the water hide.
Yeah.
So we tied them very hard to make a good sledding. When not much tight, it's easy to cut because glue is not very tight. We very hard tied them, so easy to split them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My wife, she's been learning from here, from Peter Wise.
Who's always Ulaq?
Mixing knife, Ulaq, we call Ulaq. Mixing knife. Small knife, use it for
cleaning.
Small
knife?
What?
Yes, it's a knife if you have some Ulaq.
What do you use the walrus knife for when you split it?
No, not
that. We use a lot more. Left is, they got handle right there, see? Blade is.
Yeah.
Ula. We call, yeah. We call it Ula. You not split clear down. Just about this much stuff.
These pictures may not mean a lot to you as you look at them, but let me tell you just a little bit about them. In about 1967 or 68, about 16 years ago or so now, people from St. Lawrence Island went down to Juneau to put the walrus skin on the boat frame that the museum had. That was John Pongaluk
yeah.
and Lily Finnegan, and you know, he'd mentioned John earlier. They're people from Gamble, and that was when my wife Jane was director of the State Museum, and she took these pictures, and she said that copies made, well, in 1975. But this will give you just a little bit of idea of putting a walrus hide on the boat frame. They don't show you a lot of detail, so they may not really cover a lot, but just wanted to give you that idea. Also,
we use it for skin board too high, well, too well high. We use.
When you split it, are you
yeah.
splitting it in half?
Split it, yeah, split it with a knife, not clay down.
Yes.
It's about 6,000.
Split the difference?
Yeah, yeah.
On the board. Yeah.
Like this. Who's right there?
Only right away of pushback, yeah.
Is there a layer of fat in between? Is it like a layer
like
of
thin,
between?
Gem
like in the middle.
So it's just like this, yeah?
Yeah.
This here?
Yeah.
Yeah,
just like that, right.
I'll let you split that map there. So you get two the same size?
Yeah, gem size, yeah.
Yeah.
About this much thick stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How thick is the walrus? Hide when you first start.
But before it's bladed, about almost inch.
Yeah.
Less than inch. When they blade it, when they stretch them dry, about this much thick.
But that when if you don't split it, it's too thick to use.
Yeah. No.
You can't use it when.
Maybe. I mean, female walrus, this not tusk long. He used it for a.
Okay, so the tusk is about 8 inches long or so?
Yeah.
They're all right.
The female height is better because.
Yeah. The male, too thick?
Yeah, too thick. Male, thick skin.
Yeah.
Female is thinner.
Yeah. Can you use the male hide for anything?
For the house, you know, the skin house, covered with the skin.
When there was some kind of like maybe a seal or some animal that your husband brought home, when you cut open the stomach and if there was a baby inside, what did you do?
You mean the baby?
Inside.
Yeah.
Already.
In blood.
Yeah.
You use it.
You use it.
Ladies use it. In blood. Small baby. Unborn.
For training.
Could you tell them about that picture?
This is the one we use it for. We've been using this kind of house. See, wood, good wood, new house. About the wall is about this much high. Wall.
Could you show them on this side too?
Yeah. You see that house? You got that snow, see? Water's high. Yeah. Maybe they use 4 or 5 water's high for covered on top. That's
the walls are only this high?
Yeah. Only this is like that. It's warm. See, water's high right there. This is the winter time.
Table?
Maybe.
How many families live in there?
How do you make the
So it doesn't leak water. The water doesn't come in the tank.
How many?
Four or five.
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 Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five. Four or five.
have chewing.
They got this guy chewing on that. One room, big room, about more than this long.
Yeah.
One big room. Two or three families in there.
All the families together.
They got floor, water side, about this much bigger, with the grass, under. And on top, water side.
So they just lay it on the ground?
Oh, yeah. Make straight.
They don't dig under the ground?
No.
Make it a deeper.
No. Yeah, I've been using it.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean?
I've been using it. No shirt.
Yeah.
I didn't have cherry for the bird.
That's how you measure it.
Bird skin.
Yeah.
Bird.
Cut,
what kind of bird?
Merle. Right? Merle. Off right
here.
You know, flying.
You measure with your
hand.
Yeah.
We used to, we got sticks about this much long. We got this right here.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
We'll do it that year old. Sometimes we call it 80, is it worth?
We got one bird warmer than the other bird?
we want the lighter one.
Is that the kind of house you used to live in when you were a boy? Warm.
Two, three, C-O-L. did it. And one individual killed all of them, three of them.
Why was the door so high?
What?
On the house?
Yeah.
Why was the door so high?
Door, I don't know.
The door so high, because like this?
I don't know why he door it, because that's much high.
Even in the winter,
you had to go
yeah,
to bed?
Right, all the way, yeah. Every house that my kid much wide, the door. Only Southeast Cape, long time ago, was let a polar bear leave in the South East and gamble in the south side, South East Cape. I heard polar bear leave from there. Always, let a polar bear stay there. When they let them scare them, when they start to build the house, let them scare them. When they build house. That's why it make the door narrow. Pretty narrow door. So polar bear can go inside. I heard one polar bear, they break the door and try to get in. So old man hollered, let him run away. Yeah. But his son, he shot him. He shot him. Yeah. Good story, huh?
Okay, Jimmy has covered
maybe some year we're going to build a house, an Eskimo house. student, how many students stay there? You think so?
Build a house.
Except a skin, $1,000. One skin, both sides, $1,000. $5,000. What's the money?
How much did they fill up? Mail, big polar bear, a raw person.
I don't know how much. Yeah, I don't think they sell it to Friedman. I don't know yet. If
I don't think there any more. If the old ones they can.
You know, Friedman game. Let them. They want to let them sell. I don't know why.
Take a few minutes. Jimmy has covered everything that, and Mabel has covered everything that we talked about. Mabel, in the next class, can we talk more about your family, and maybe we can get Steve to help us, and you can remember their Eskimo name. I know you remember those, but I know you couldn't remember their English name. So maybe Steve can help us to write them down. You know, the man who comes to talk with you about the language, Steve Jacobson, maybe we can have him come here and he can write down the name. Some of the students want to know about your family and who your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren are, and if you remember your parents' names and your adopted you're adopted by Thing I Am, and we can put that all on the board. So that's one thing we'd like to do, is continue with that family tree that all of you have asked for, several of you have asked for. Have a chance to look at the questions? Any questions on the question?
I'd like to ask, how long did you live in the province? From April to April.
You separate when you corral, you find one side and the big ones on one side, or all together?
You mean what?
In one corral, all fawns and big animals, big pairs of reindeer.
Yeah. You corral them all together?
Together or?
No.
Little ones here or?
Yeah. All of them.
All together?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you ever separate them out afterwards, or you just leave them all together?
Sometimes they separate it. Sometimes separate.
What do you separate out? The males and females, or the young ones and adults, or how do you separate them? Which ones do you take out?
You mean
after you corral them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because we know the female and female and male, we know it. Yeah. Some is older,
yeah.
Some are young ones. Because young ones are hard and smaller than older. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you butcher them, which ones do you butcher? Yeah, when you butcher, do you butcher the male or female or both?
Only male.
Only male. And you keep the females for...
Female, let them lose. Yeah. Only male. Except when the break leg, we kill them.
Yeah.
Some of the break legs. Yeah.
Do you butcher young males or old males or both?
Mostly we butcher young.
Young, yearling,
and old.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do you have separate corrals for them, or just for all in the same?
All together.
All together.
Yeah, all together.
Yeah.
Okay. What about the horns? Do they sell the horns to Japanese?
No, we don't.
That's
the reason. I heard some of them, they asked horn in Japanese, but they never sell it. No.
Okay, any questions on the questions that you have? They're designed to get you to read them if you haven't read the papers already. There are blank pages. Don't feel like you have to use both sides of every page. But convey to me the idea that you have some understanding of the pages that you're reading and have thought something about the kinds of uses there are of the different papers and so forth. I don't know what you think. I think probably the most difficult one would be the first one in one respect. Any questions on any of
that? I'm not put to English, also I don't hurt much what you said sometimes, very hard to understand, that's why, because I don't know so much, that's why I don't understand much to English,
But you know
a little bit.
You know lots of things we don't know, that that helps out.
Yeah. If you explain me more so I can understand it, right? And she asked questions.
And also talk louder, right?
Right. Yeah. But it's all right. I try some English.
Okay, we had two lab sessions, and not everyone came. As I understood, the only one who couldn't make the schedule was Maureen. But about a third of the people didn't make it, or about half of them. And So for those who had not attended already, we'll have another one next Wednesday, same time.
It'll be every Wednesday.
No, it won't be every Wednesday, but for those of you who didn't attend, the coming Wednesday. And then the following Wednesday again. I don't want to take too much of your time, but I think we do need to spend some time together. But for those of you who did not attend, how many have a conflicted schedule at 8 o'clock? Is there anyone who has a conflict at 8 o'clock next Wednesday morning?
Tuesday and Wednesday.
How many have class at 12:40 on Wednesday that didn't make it before? Okay, if we have it the same time, how many of you would be there at 12:40 who hadn't made it already? Four. And how many would make the, you were there already, and this is for those who haven't made it. How many would make the 8 o'clock then? Okay. So, for those of you who had not gotten in on a lab session, Wednesday and both of the things. Any more questions? We'll break a little early today. Any more questions before we break? Who's transcribing today? You are? Okay.